This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to recommend President again for issuing ordinance related to Constitutional Council. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says efforts are underway for a systematic and long-term solution to landless citizens' issues. Supreme Court orders bail for Sekhar Goltha. Court directs authorities to present Deepak Bhatta. And U.S. reports strikes on Iranian boats shipping disruptions continue. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to recommend once again to the head of the state for the issuance of an ordinance related to the Constitutional Council. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers took this decision. Earlier on Sunday, the President had returned the Ordinance First Amendment to the government for reconsideration. Likewise, the meeting agreed to accept a concessional loan worth $52 million from the World Bank along with a grant of $5 million. The funding aims to replace industries using traditional boilers with electric boilers to improve air quality monitoring. Similarly, it granted in-principle approval to the Agricultural Inputs Company Limited to purchase 60,000 metric tons of urea and 20,000 metric tons of double superphosphate fertilizer from India under G2G arrangement. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said that the government is working on a systematic, transparent and sustainable solution after identifying the real situation of landless citizens in the country. Taking to his private social media account yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said that arrangements will be made for safe and organized relocation of citizens living in vulnerable location. He said in the case of other landless citizens, the government will take the necessary decision based on the recommendations of the concerned authorities and the collected details. The Prime Minister added that the government has taken serious note of the attempts being made to create suspicions among landless citizens and citizens forced to live in unorganized settlements and to spread fear in a planned manner. Prime Minister Shah also clarified that the work of collecting digital data of genuine landless citizens, verifying details and preparing records on a clear basis has been initiated. The Supreme Court yesterday ordered the release of businessman Sekhar Goltha on bail. He had been in custody of the Central Investigation Bureau since April 23 over alleged involvement in securities transactions. The order was issued by a division bench of Justices Mahesh Sharma Paudel and Srikanta Paudel in response to a habeas corpus petition filed by his wife Seema Goltha. In a separate case, the court directed authorities to present businessman Deepak Bhatta, who is in police custody on money laundering charges, before the court within 24 hours, excluding travel time. The order came from a single bench of Justice Abdul Aziz Musalman following a petition filed by Bhatta's wife Ayushma Nepal. The court also instructed authorities to submit a written response through the Office of the Attorney General and to provide investigation files. Bhatta had been blacklisted by the Department of Immigration on March 31 at the request of the Department of Money Laundering Investigation. The Department of Money Laundering Investigation has conducted a raid in the Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bania's homes in Hetauda and Kathmandu, as well as the office of Bania Nirman Seva, a company he is associated with, and seized the documents. The Chief Minister expressed serious concern over the raids conducted yesterday at his residence and associated office while committing to fully cooperate with the legal investigation. Issuing a press statement following the incident, Chief Minister Bania said he is committed to good governance, transparency and building a corruption-free society. Additionally, he noted that he has consistently supported the federal government's positive efforts in line with the principles of coordination, cooperation and coexistence among the three tiers of government. A Ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Vernick Lorenzo, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramshahaya Prasad Yadav yesterday. During the meeting at the office of the Vice President at Lanchaur, the two sides discussed various aspects of Nepal-EU relations. The Vice President said Nepal gives high priority to its partnership with the EU and noted that EU support in health, education, energy and rural development has been beneficial, especially in Karnali province. Ambassador Lorenzo reaffirmed the EU's commitment to strengthening ties. She informed that ambassadors from EU member states based in New Delhi will visit Nepal on May 25-26 and preparations are underway for an EU-Nepal business forum. A Constitution Amendment Task Force is to hold discussions today with former chiefs of constitutional bodies, former chief secretaries, foreign experts and administrators. The meeting is being organized as part of the preparation of a concept paper on proposed constitutional amendment. The task force, coordinated by Prime Minister Balendra Shah's political advisor Asim Shah, has scheduled the discussions from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Task force member Secretary Liladhar Subedi said the discussions aim to gather inputs from experts in relevant sectors in regard with the matters of constitutional amendment. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has stated that the government intends to present a budget that inspires hope. During his speech at the opening ceremony of the 60th Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, Minister Wagle committed to fostering hope for the forthcoming fiscal year and positioning the private sector as a key driver of development. He emphasized the significance of the private sector in promoting economic growth, generating employment and expanding investments. Minister Wagle disclosed that a strategic proposal aimed at safeguarding and enhancing the private sector has been submitted to the cabinet. The government has directed the establishment of a fast-track desk to address complaints of caste-based discrimination following a sit-in protest at Maithikar led by Deepa Nepali. The protest was staged against discriminatory practices in renting rooms to Dalit community members. The decision came after a meeting involving Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Sita Badi, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subita Gautam and Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal. Officials expressed concern that caste-based discrimination persists despite existing laws and awareness efforts. Authorities have been instructed to ensure quick registration and processing of complaints. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal has submitted its first annual report to the Government of Nepal. The chairperson of the PSB, Dr. Mahendra Bista, presented the report to the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, yesterday. According to the provisions of the Public Service Broadcasting Act 2081, the institution is required to submit its annual report to the government each year. The Act also mandates that the government present the report to the relevant committee of the Federal Parliament. Submitting the report, Chairperson Dr. Bista said it includes details on the current status of Nepal Television and Radio Nepal, their technical capacity, organizational structure, broadcasting systems, financial condition, reform efforts undertaken so far, existing challenges, and future plans. Receiving the report, Minister Timal Sinha expressed appreciation for the efforts made to strengthen the public service broadcasting institution. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States has struck 7 Iranian fast boats in the Strait of Hormuz as part of efforts to escort stranded ships through the key oil route. According to the BBC, the developments come amid reports of attacks on vessels and energy infrastructure. The United Arab Emirates said a tanker linked to its national oil company was hit and a fire broke out at Fujairah port, while South Korea also reported an explosion on one of its ships. Shipping company Maersk said one of its U.S.-flagged vessels safely exited the strait under U.S. military protection. The route has remained largely blocked since February, disrupting global oil flows. Iran denied U.S. claims of attacks on its boats and rejected reports of confrontation, while its foreign minister said the crisis has no military solution. International leaders, including Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer, condemned the escalation and called for stability. Oil prices rose sharply following the incidents. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions, while partly cloudy conditions are likely in the Tarai region today. There is possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi and Gandaki province and at a few places in the remaining province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to recommend president again for issuing ordinance related to Constitutional Council. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says efforts are underway for systematic and long-term solution to landless citizens' issues. Supreme Court orders bail for Shekhar Goltha. Court directs authorities to present Deepak Bhatta. And U.S. reports strikes on Iranian boats, shipping disruptions continue. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.